Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, guys, welcome to the show. I am Tori, you're not, and that is okay, because I'm sure that your mother, when she decided to give birth to you, when you came out from between her legs covered in blood, that she didn't go, oh my God, one day there's going to be this Australian and he is going to be called Tori, and therefore I want you to be Tori as well. In any case, you're listening to Idiot Box Radio, the funniest show on the fucking internet. It is not safe for work. I'm Tori Idiot Box Radio, though the last name isn't mine, given to me by my mother. You can rest assured that she decided a long time ago that she would have a savage sense of humor and give me a name that everyone would fuck up for the rest of my life. You can find the show at idiotboxradio.com. You can email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com, or you can join the Idiot Box Radio fan club on Facebook, which is just what some beautiful people have done. We've, you know, massive followership here. I think 128 people, most of them my friends. But I did figure out the other day when I was listening to a show, I don't know how it came about, but I came to the realization that I swear a lot. Now, you guys may not agree. You may go, no, Tori, your dulcet tones, they make up for bloody everything. I'll go, fuck that. I'm gonna say fuck. But we did some maths, all right? Myself and the crew. We worked out that I said fuck every 4.8 seconds of episode number 14 of Idiot Box Radio. I think that is a magical, magical thing. It's been liked. People are smiling on it. They're loving it. Graham Williamson said it wouldn't be Idiot Box Radio if there were no fucks. I said, I certainly give them, being the dulcet tonage man of action. My old friend Christopher Beale, both in age and length of time that I've known, said it would be a shame if there were no more fucks to give. Lol. Now, Brett Stoltz, old Bretty, Brett Frosty boy, bring back the It Radio Challenge to see how many fucks you can give in a single breath of air. Now, Brett and the next person, Graham Fay, did a show called It Radio. It was bloody awesome. I loved it. But Graham, self-promoting, Graham versus Graham Presents, he does say, he does figure out how many times he can say fuck in one breath. But you know what? As I love to come on hard and strong like a Cialis fucking ad, I, yea verily, say to you boys, I think you both know I would annihilate with the profanity count. Annihilating, destroying, making sure that you know that my swears are better than yours. It's just something very natural about the way I swear. It's beautiful. I think people have tried to like dictate it and put it into a book, and it hasn't quite happened. And that's okay, because in time someone will work out how to create a statue beautiful enough to name it me. Now guys, this one is going to be a short one, except for the fact that I do wax lyrically and I can't really help myself. But I talk a lot about food, and I think it's a predominant thought in my head. I like food. I like drink. It's surprisingly, and I've got a belly, okay? Now I'm not going to pretend I don't have a belly, because like recently my diet's been going so badly I've been putting on weight. Go figure that. I wear 2XL t-shirts just in case you want to send me anything, like fucking care package. But even they're starting to feel a little bit tight around the girdle. I think it's because you're not meant to have a cheeseburger with a diet shake. I was thinking to myself, like, you know, I can save myself some money. I can have a diet shake instead of having a fucking McDonald's shake, a Hungry Jack shake. Interesting bit of trivia for you guys who don't live over here. Burger King over here is called Hungry Jack's. And the reason behind it, to the best of my knowledge, is because there was one restaurant in Sydney, a little mum and dad restaurant called Burger King in Sydney that refused to sell the name. So all the Hungry Jack's restaurants or Burger King restaurants that came out to Australia are Hungry Jack's. Yeah, can't do it just because of the temerity of the Australian spirit. In any case, as I wax lyrically, I'm going to have a little drink. Hang on a second. I won't say the name because they're not paying me to. Okay, so friends, gather around, hold hands, sit by the fire as I regale you. So in addition to all that shit, okay, so food can sometimes be expensive in Australia. Sometimes it can be cheap. We're lucky that we are surrounded by fresh fruit and vegetables, and even people who do need to watch their budgets can generally get their hands on fruit and vegetables. It's not like some other countries where fast food is way, way, way cheaper than eating fresh, and a lot of people just slowly fucking eat themselves to death because they don't know any better and the cycle of ignorance continues. That's a topic dear to my heart, and I don't know why it makes me so fucking angry that countries that are meant to be so progressive would slowly poison their people for the sake of a fucking burger. Not naming countries, because I would like to go back to one of them one day, but yeah, that really pisses me off. It really pisses me off that countries think it's okay to sell cigarettes so cheaply. Look, don't get me wrong, I haven't had a smoke for like 7 or 8 months, and I fucking miss them. I love cigarettes so much. Dear cigarettes, I love you. I love you and I miss you. But you are the foulest fucking most polluting killing cunts of fucking things that people can set fire to. And like, you guys might go, well, you know, cigarettes are $5 a packet. No, they're not. Not over here. Start off at about $35 a packet and then work your way upward. Our country still wants us to poison ourselves, but they want to make it harder for us to do. And I remember sitting there thinking to myself, oh my lord, baby Jeebus, I am not going to buy another packet packet of cigarettes. I'd just finished my last dart during a lunch break, and I was about to go up to the guy and buy another packet, and I'm like, fuck that shit. And so I swapped to vaping. I've told you this story before. Go back and listen, but I'm still going to tell you now in case you don't do as I say. But basically, the way that this panned out was simply that I got really angry, and I'm a man of anger. I'm a man of stubborn ways. I can't help it. It's just what I do. And I didn't buy another packet of cigarettes. I bought a vape machine. I bought some Nicky Nunu nicotine and removed a lot of chemicals and slowly weaned it down over several months. And voila! Even though I really would love to pick up a cigarette, it's fucking shit, guys. Just give it a rest. But we're talking about things being expensive. And the other day, it was my mother's 70th birthday. And I thought, I'm going to take her down by the seaside, okay? And so down by the seaside we went. We live in Geelong. Went for a little drivey drive. Went to a place where they sell these really amazing donuts. I'm not being paid by them, so I won't mention their name. But mum wanted to go down there, and she's my mum. She's my personal Superman. So I took her down there, and we're fucking munging on the donuts. Not like fucking fat fucks, because mum isn't fat. That's my responsibility. And she's had a cup of tea and, you know, donuts and milkshakes. And no, she didn't have all that. She just had a cup of tea and then a donut. I was smashing down a thick shake with Nutella in it. It's like a hazelnut chocolate. Beautiful. Sickly, but beautiful. Went from there, though, and bought fish and chips for three people, okay? Three of the people. My friend, my mother, and myself. Now, so we're sitting down. We're not fucking sitting down. I got my story in the wrong fucking order. So there's one chip shop. Now, this is in a suburb called Queenscliff in Geelong. And this fish and... Thank you. This fish and chip shop is in Hesse Street. It's literally called Queenscliff Fish and Chips. Now, if you don't know what fish and chips are, well, go fuck yourself. But if you don't know what they are, basically it's deep fried fucking chipped potato with, you know, sometimes in... It's not in batter. That's just deep fried potato. There's potato cakes, which are just like slabs of potato in batter, and they're deep fried. And then there's fish like a flake, which is actually shark, which is dipped in batter and deep fried again. It's pretty simple fare, but it's an Australian staple, and I must admit, we do love it. We love it a lot. We love the freshly deep fried food. We do. And I know you guys do as well. All around the world, it's a fucking thing. That's why we're all dying of obesity, but it is pretty damn nice. And that was my mother's wish. Now, she's 70. If she wants fucking fish and chips, she's lasted this long. She can have some fucking fish and chips, all right? Don't you fucking dare tell my mother what she can or cannot eat. Shut up, magpie. So I go into this fish and chip shop, and I forget that sometimes Queenscliff, even though it's one of the suburbs of my area, is a touristy suburb. So as a result, they're going to sting everyone as hard as they can to make sure that you're paying an absolute premium for fucking deep fried, heart attack inducing shit. Okay? Shit. Okay? Shit. Okay? 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 Good. I always have to have the last word, especially when it ends up just being my voice at the end of a show. In any case, so we've gone in and we're not that hungry. We just want to have some fish and chips. And my mother says, oh no, I won't have the fish. And I went, holy shit, look at that fucking menu. They are utterly raping the wallet of any tourist who goes there. They're having their way. They're not saying please. They're certainly not saying thank you as they rip and gouge and tear their way through your wallet when you order a very simplistic fucking meal. Now, here's the thing. I'll tell you what was ordered. Minimum chips, 6 potato cakes, 2 each. 1 piece of flake... to be shared 2 ways. Now, lady behind the counter, look at me, I work in a fucking tourist outlet. There's a thing that always throws me though, but these guys, like I have not been down to Hesse Street in Queenscliff for a long time, and this is gouge-o-rama. I really pray for the people of Queenscliff who fucking live in Queenscliff that there is some sort of locals-only menu, because that is utter bullshit, the price I was about to be charged. Get ready for this, guys. Now, for that sort of money, I could feed 6 people, maybe more, with really cool stuff in Geelong. No, Queenscliff Hesse Street, fish and chip shop for those fucking shitty items, $33. 33 Australian hard-earned dollars. In fact, with my shit-ass paying job, I would have had to work for nearly a fucking hour and a half if we don't factor tax into it, just to get my sweet mum, my sweet old mum, my 70-year-old fucking mum, her birthday fish and chips that she wanted specially for her, you fucking gouging cunts. $33. Now, I'm going to play fair here, a little bit of fairness, because, you know, your uncle fucking Tory plays fair. You fucking gouging pricks. We've gone away now. There was a little bit of food in there, enough for a bit of a parcel. You know, we didn't eat it all. And I will tell you this, and it just as fucking well, my friends, in fucking Hesse Street, it was cooked perfectly. Absolutely, deliciously perfectly. But fuck me, seriously. $33 for fish and chips when there's only really one piece of fish. So let's just call it fucking potato. Let's call it exactly what it is, you fucking gouging cunts. It's fucking potato. Have you forgotten that the ingredient that you fucking deep fry to kill us is just a fucking potato? You haven't done anything special. Chances are nowadays you didn't even cut the potato yourself. It's probably not local produce. Your oil was pretty darn good, and for some reason the potato chips at the end were a weird yellow color. I don't even want to think about that. For $33, my friends, you have fucking forgotten that your ingredient is beloved by the Irish. It is underground in dirt, and when you bring it up, it doesn't majestically become a fucking truffle. I am telling you this. Your food is potato. Charge accordingly and cook with the magnificence that you displayed on the day. But I just thought I'd tell you guys about that. Sometimes when you go out to have a nice day, it ends up emptying your wallet out so fucking vigorously that you feel like crying. Now, having said that, the donut place, they charge very reasonably. They're located in Port Arlington. If you do want to have a look at them, you can Google donuts and Port Arlington, I'm sure they'll come up. But you fucking gouges, like, I felt like an eye on one of your potatoes with that pricing. That was utter bullshit, and as a result I am utterly infuriated. I can feel my insides right now spontaneously combusting as I end the show. Idiot Box Radio out. Happy birthday, Mum.